Okay, we are beginning now. Simon Reish Chaf Zayin, Birkas Hazikim, the blessings that one makes over meteors. Says the Mechaber Al Hazikim on meteors. What is this? Shehu Kimin Kochav. It's like a star. Hayura Kechetz Ba'orach Hashemayim. It's type of star. It shoots out like an arrow across the sky in the heavens. Mimokom Lamokom V'Nimshach Oro Kishavit. And it has a type of light. It stretches out like a little bit of a rod behind it. Va'al radas ha'aretz, and on earthquakes. Va'al habrokim, on lightning flashes. Va'al ra'amim, on thunder. Va'al ruchos she'noshvu bezaf, and on these types of winds, like they blow angrily. Al kol echad me'el, on all these omer baruch atah Hashem l'kenu melech olam, osa ma'isa bereishis. Bless you, Hashem, King of the Universe, who makes works of creation, actions of the creation. Im yirtze, if you want some wants, they could say, Baruch atah Hashem l'kenu melech olam, shekoichu gevroso mole ha'olam. Blessed are you, Hashem, whose power and might fills the entire universe. That is the Mechaber, and there aren't any comments of the of the Ramah, so we go straight to the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, to the Mishnah Berurah. You'd Aleph, right? Sifkat and Aleph, Yorek Kechetz. If you would have these types of what's it called? They're shooting like an arrow, these comets. Siyesh om shukoychav shiyesh lo zonav v'shevet shel ora. Some saying the Zikim that the Mishnah is talking about, these types of like stars that have a little tail and a light. Ushnehem hetiku achroinim medina. And both of these types of stars are brought down as a zlach to make the bracha. V'im oisa koichav atzmo sheyesh lo shevet ro'ehu od hapam b'layla acheres. And if you would see that same type of star with the rod again on a different night, so what do you do? Do you make the bracha or not? Ein tzarech lach shel v'rach. You do not go back and repeat and make the bracha. Kol shehu adayin b'toch shloshim yom the re'iyah rishonim. As long as it's in a 30-day time period from the first time you saw it. Sivkat and beis, mimokum lemokum, it goes from one place to another. Velo yivorech b'layla echod rak pam achas. On one night, you should still only make, on the same night, you should only make the bracha one time. Afili im ra koichav achir ratz ke'oysolayla. Bi'oysolayla. If you would still see another star, running, shooting, rushing, whatever it is, on the same night. Gimel brokim. Blitzin. That's a good Yiddish word. Beloshen Ashkenaz. Right? Blitzin is like the famous Blitzkrieg, the lightning. Va'osan shehein bo'in below ram klal rak mechamas chom. So those types of lightning that don't come through thunder, but they're just because there's a tremendous amount of heat. So mitzad achay adam shehein ze barakim hanizka b'gemara. These are not the types of lightning flashes that we mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore, according to Chai Adam, the aim varchan lehim, one does not make the bracha on them. In looking at number one, Dirshu, it says, brings from the Chazan Ish, Shiesh levarch. Yes, no, you do make a bracha, afal brachim, kayla, eat on these types of categories, you do, according here again from Chaim Kanievsky, fine. Continue now, Sifkat and Dalad, Shinoshvu bezaf, that you have these types of angry blowing winds. V'im shelo bezaf, what if it's not really blowing so angrily? What do you do? Se'im hu ruach gadol, if it's a very strong wind, v'varech osa ma'isa bracious, then you would change the bracha to make. V'lo yuch levarech shekoichu gevoroso, you wouldn't make the bracha of the strength and the gevor, the power filling the holy world. Achreish hu shelo bezaf gadol, because at the end of the day, this really isn't an angry wind. V'toiv levarech tomir al ruach so'ara, he says, best practice is to constantly be making the bracha on these types of things should be osamaisa brachis. Because either way you look at it, you are yotze if you make an osamaisa brachis on these types of winds. We don't really know exactly, what is considered to be an angry wind versus just a very strong wind. So therefore, if you want to play it safe, then you would just make an osamai sabratius, and then according to everybody, that works. Sipka and hey, I'll call echod on each and every one of these. So he says, ha'olam nohagin levarech ahabrachim osamai sabratius. So we actually switch this. This is based upon the Taz. Fa'al ha'ra'amim shekoichu ugevroso. And we make on thunder koichu ugevroso. In Dirshu over here, number two, he says, Minaga Olam, Hevi Hagoinim Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Nevarach lo rak al reiyas habarach atzmo. Not if you actually see the lightning itself. Ele gam al reiyas oro shel habarach. Right? Because of shenachon, you don't have to actually see the lightning. This is a popular misconception. You didn't see the lightning, the bolt itself, that flat. You can't make the brachah. No, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch says you could in fact do it. And he brings it from the Tzitz Eliezer, brings it from Nissen Karlitz Tzitzal. All of them say the same idea. Okay, v'chein mistaber back in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says this is logical because the koach, the strength, the power of Hashem is really more evident from the thunder than from the lightning. He says really how in truth the matter is that each one of these brachos could go on each one on thunder and on lightning. If you would see thunder and lightning at the same time, mevarich bracha achad, make one bracha. The hine ois ma'is brachos. That's the one bracha you should make. Al shneim, it goes on both the thunder and lightning. Ve'im berach shkochu gvaraso mali olam gam kin yotzein. Technically speaking, if you say kochu gvaraso on the thunder and the lightning that happen at the same time, then that's fine as well. Ve'im lo haya tekufim ze achar ze. Let's say they're not really right after immediately one or the other. There is something like a delay of a minute or two, something like that. So the mevarech techila al habarak shehum is ra'e techila ein ha'adam osam ha'isabreishes. So the first thing you're going to make on the lightning, which you're going to see first, osam ha'isabreishes, then va'achakach al haram on the thunder shkochu rasam ole olam v'huadin im lo ra es habarak v'shama kol haram mevarech alav shkochu rasam ole olam. This would be the same din if a person didn't see the lightning, and he hears the sound of the thunder, and he makes the bracha of koichu gavroso. O sheberach osam ha'isabreishes v'achakach ro barak. He makes the bracha of an osam ha'isabreishes, and afterwards he sees the lightning. Mevarach alav gam kein osam ha'isabreishes v'ayim b'shari tshuva shekasa b'shem abirkei Yosef de'im berach al habarak v'niskavim liftor haram haba acharav yotze b'di'evid. If you would make the bracha on the a lightning, and you had in mind this is going to cover the thunder that's going to come afterwards, then you are technically yotze b'di'evid. Roitz lomas means the achrei sheteva habria, the way that Hashem made His creation, she'achra habarak yotze ram, that thunder is going to follow the lightning. That's just the rules of nature. In kein chal birchoso al haram sheyotze achrakach. Therefore, he has in mind that the bracha will go on the thunder that's going to be coming right afterwards. Siv kat and vav, ve'im yirtza, if a person wants to, says, aval lo yivarech shtei brachos ke'achas. But, however, you shouldn't make the two brachas together. It's either one or the other. O, ela, ozo, ozo. You make one or the other, but you don't make both of them. Siv kat and zayin, borachat, shkoichu vroso, roitz lomer, borach hanoisin koch lahateva, leharos koch hayoitze breishis kedei shiru milafonav. The way that he's quoting here from the Eli Rabba, from the Avud Raham, blessed is the one who gives power to nature that shows the strength and the might of Hashem so that people should come to fear him. As the Gemara says, that the thunder straightens out the crookedness in a person's heart. The Maaser from the Satmarov, Zechusko Gainalena, the Rebbe would literally jump under the table when he would hear the thunder. He was so sensitive to the messages that Hashem was sending through these things. Okay, that was Aleph. Now we go to Beis. Kolzman shlo nisparzru ha'ovim. Kolzman, the entire time that the clouds haven't dispersed, so then niftar bibracha echas, then one bracha would exempt you from all this. Nisparzru bein barach levarach bein ram ram tzarech lachs levarach. If they do disperse between one flash of lightning and the other one, or between one crash of the thunder and the other one, then in that case you would make the bracha because we assume that's to be a separate storm. That's really what the svar is behind this. Okay, where are we up to? Ches nisparzru, if they were dispersed. So it means v'daf gehecha deha shemayim nitharu v'zoku legamre bein borak lebarak. We're talking about a case where it's completely clear and untainted between one flash of lightning next. Then v'achakach niskadru hashemayim ba'avim v'shama od kol ram uvarak. And then now the thunder comes back again and it's gone blackened in the whole sun. You hear the thunder, you hear the lightning. Tzarech levarach mechadosh aleim. You have to make a new brach on them to have a milsech adatoy, because it's a new storm. It's a new creation, so to speak. Aval heicha shenis pazru ha'avim aide haruach. The wind's blowing them around. Echad heina ve'echad hein. One blows in this direction, one blows that one. Fadayin me'unan harakia. But nevertheless, it's still a cloudy sky. It's just the wind is moving the clouds. Oz nifter hakol aide bracha harishona ve'ein tzarech lachzor. Therefore, the first bracha counts, and you don't make a new bracha on this, because again, it's really considered to be a continuation of that still storm. It's kind of like a pause, so to speak, in that storm. The way Yushalmi learns that this is it's limited to on that same day. But if it would be on a different day, then you have to make a new bracha again, regardless of what the circumstances are. In Dirshu number 6, he says, "Uma nechshav liyom echad." What's considered to be one day? So hargoyim shlom zalman orvach shu hayom v'halayla she'acharav. It's the day and the night following it. Mikol malkam shekam mishnas halayla im kodem hayom yochel levarach. If you would get up from your sleep before the next day, daylight, you could make the bracha. Shavar nechshav liyom chodesh. That's considered to be a new day. V'chein hora rav Shmuel Vosner zatzal. Shedino kimo legabe birchas haTorah. It's the same thing in regards to making a bracha on the Torah. Shekol zman shlo holach lishon nechshav oisayom. That continues until you actually go to sleep. Shekam b'voiker, and then when you get up in the morning, nechshav layom acher. Okay, what if you're up all night? Ve'im ha'er kol halayla sestapek b'shult oz nidberu. If you make the bracha, so he goes here from Moshe Stornbach. He says, "Shelo yivarech lemach." You should not make the bracha again because it's really a continuation. You didn't sleep. Me'idach das liyoshev and Rav Chaim Kalinowski shemivarech. You in fact could make a bracha on that. Okay, that's the end of Sif Gimel. Now, that was Beis Gimel. Hayoshev Beis Akise. Your person's is sitting in the bathroom. Vishama Koram. Now they hear the sound of the thunder. A raw bark. You look out the window and you see the lightning. Se'im Yochel, let's say, if you're able to go out of the bathroom, the Beis Akise, Levarech Toichede Dibur, Yetze. You should do that. Ve'im Lav, Lo Yetze. But if not, then you shouldn't go out. You shouldn't leave. Says now the Mishnah Berurah in Tess. The Beis Akise, you're in the bathroom. Hu hadin im haya bebeis she mekatz vin bo boser. Let's say if you're in the same place where you're they're cutting up the meat, it's a very like putrid smell, something like that. Tisham rech me ufash me oid, it stinks. Oh shahaya holy chiruach me voice am to nafash. You walk in these dirty alleyways. Again, they didn't have the plumbing, the indoor plumbing the way you do, and so therefore that you literally would smell the excrement as you're walking down the street. Yachal zare zatzmo, let's say it's misham tekef. So then you should try to get out as soon as possible in order to make the bracha. Yud im yachal, if you're able to. Yesh omrim dafile im nis ore lasos tzroch. If a person feels the need, he has to go to the bathroom. Mikol machon kolzman she'ein misave kolkach. Unless you necessarily feel like you have to do this, she'yehei bo mishum baal teshaksu. Like the prohibition of making yourself disgusting by holding it in. Yachal etzeis misham kodim she'osu tzrochav levarich. You could step out and, again, provided you don't have to immediately go to the bathroom, and you can make the bracha at that point. However, some are machmir on this. In the Shar HaTzion, he quotes this in the name of the Machzis HaShekel, who's machmir, who befrat, specifically, heched demishayer, he evaluates, he realizes, she'ishma od kol ram, yuchel levarech acharach. You're going to hear it again, so you'll be able to make a bracha on that. Bevade nochel nachmir. In this case, you certainly should be strict. Yud Aleph, if he's able to go out, he should do that. So he says in Yud Aleph, Yot Letzeis Levarich, Hainu Heicha Shilo Osu Tzrochav Volodaga Biyadav Mimakam Hatinoifes. This is talking about a case where you haven't gone to the bathroom and you didn't touch something that's unclean with your hands. V'yafagad Le'el B'Simin Dalid back then Netilas Yadayim Bevarach Le'yotze Mebeis Hakise Tzarechli Tol Yadav Afilu Lo Osu Tzrochav. Over there we said you have to wash just by going into there. Mikol Makam Neles Hacha Kedei Shilo Yafsit HaBracha. You don't lose out on making the opportunity to make the bracha. Ain't Tzarechli Tol Yadav Mikodem. You don't have to wash your hands beforehand. Im Lo Shahaya Shihayu Yadav Metunafos. So unless you know for certainly that your hands were filthy. Oh Shiyachli Tol Yadav B'Mayim O B'Shar. Or you're able to wash your hands, or to do anything else that would clean your hands. Samach l'shmiya, so right close to hearing the thunder. De'ilav hachiz. If not, vade yisarech azman yoisem mikdei dibur. Because if not, it's going to take too much time, and then certainly you're not going to be able to make the bracha in that case anyway. Yud beis. Yetze, you should go out. Pirish. Yemachir latzeis misham kadesh lo yafsid habracha. You should quickly get out of the bathroom in order not to lose the opportunity to make the bracha. Avim is arech yoisim kadei dibur. But if you stayed in there long enough, past the amount of time of toch kadei dibur, the belov hachi kvar over hazman. You lost the time anyway. So say ain't tzorach shuv lemahir. They don't have to hurry anymore. Because nishma deshir habracha shal ramim brachim hu davka bekadei dibur. Because the amount of time is to make the lightning or hearing the thunder should be. It should be within the amount of time that takes you to speak. You should make the bracha right away. The im over yoisim ikidei dibur me'ez shiroha barak o shama Aram, at that amount of time had elapsed already from the time you saw it or you heard it, shuv lo yivarech Aram yivarech zeh. You can't make the bracha anymore. You lost the opportunity. So mitam v'tef, this reason, heichad ha'asa tzrochov, if you went to the bathroom, v'notel yod, then you washed your hands afterwards, and then v'shama kol ram, ora barak, you saw the thunder, you heard the thunder, saw the lightning, yivarech mitechila aharam, make the bracha first, v'habarak. And then v'achach yomer asher yotzer, because we learned earlier, if you remember, that really you're supposed to make asher yotzer immediately, but kol zman, you don't feel the need to go to the bathroom again, you could still technically make the bracha, even if it's 10 minutes later. So here, you want to make the bracha quickly, so therefore make the bracha on the thunder and lightning, and then you make the asher afterwards. V'do'o, you should know even more than this. Distam yadayim, in general, the default opinion is regarding your hands. We can assume that as long as you certainly touch something, then you would be allowed to, in fact, make the bracha. So that would be the best practice in order not to lose out on this opportunity. Okay, that concludes Simon Reish Chaf Zion.